with the Wisconsin Sports Show. How are we doing, everybody? Have you put away the pills, put away the gun, man, put away the noose? It's not that bad. We can live another day and fight another day. Hello, everybody. Thanks for tuning into the depressing Wisconsin Sports Show, dated 4/25/23. And listen, I'm going to give you 20 minutes it takes here. In 20 minutes or less, or your point lager is free. Have I used point yet? I'm trying to get through all the beers that I can think of. Definitely did Liney's. Point was a dollar at 29 Steps in Green Bay, Wisconsin. One fucking dollar. So yes, your point beer is free. And listen, folks, I'm upset. And it's for many reasons that we will get to. And obviously the big news is the Bucks. I guess I'll end with the Bucks. Well, I don't even know what to do. I am all sorts of out of control. This, as a Bucks fan, and we can quickly go over the history. 80s, some good competitive playoff teams, but they're like four seeds. Actually, they never really veer from that. They have these pops, even the Bogut years, right? They have these pops where they're like the fifth seed, sixth seed. They're like a tough out. And they just were never sniffing a championship at all. I mean, even the Marquise Johnson days, I think they had a couple good ones, but it just, they were good, solid teams some of the time, mostly bad. And they had not won a championship since Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in the expansion. So, what happens? We get Giannis, and our lives are sitting pretty. We have the hardest worker, maybe in the world, a guy who has a good head on his shoulders, doesn't seem to be interested in any sort of nightlife. I got great news for you, buddy. You're in Milwaukee, so you don't gotta worry about that. Whew! Works hard. Has an insane body for basketball. That's really what it was. I mean, it's just a family of athletes. If you watch the Giannis story on Disney Plus, you know what's up. And it just was like, okay, we didn't get it this year. We'll get him next year, you know? And it was this progression. And it was this, oh, lose to Toronto in the conference finals. Ah, crazy, right? Kawhi, this weird year. It's almost like they Bucks would have gotten to the championship that year if not for this weird Kawhi switch. If Kawhi was on San Antonio, I feel pretty confident to say that the Bucks would have been in the championship. I don't know if they would have won that year, but it was just this progression. Okay, conference championship. Ooh, a little step back here. A little step back here. But it was the bubble. I excuse the bubble. I think the bubble is bad for people like Giannis, Chris Middleton, and Drew Holiday. And I didn't, or was Bledsoe still on that team? Guys, I'm all out of sorts. So it just all made sense. And even when they took the step back, it was like, okay, they learned from that. Which, by the way, was Miami. So they lose to Miami in that fucking bubble season, and I knew they would. It just was so weird. And then the next year, bam, they break through. They get a couple of breaks with injuries, but that's how it works. We're getting a bad one right now. They win the championship. Who do they beat in the first round of that run? The Miami Heat. I remember the first game was super close. Middleton had to hit a shot at the buzzer to win the game. They beat him in game one, and they had no problem with Miami. And it was like, we did it. Like, we got past the team that embarrassed us last year. It's our year. Fuck yeah. And then a lot of stuff happened. And they won. Last year, shitty Middleton injury. I fucking hate that he went to the Olympics. I think it's the thing that interrupted our franchise's ability to maximize Giannis's fucking trophies. Middleton gets a weird injury. They go 7 with Boston. Who knows if they would have beat Golden State. Golden State was playing really well. Wiggins was playing out of his fucking crazy mind. That would have been a fun series, full strength. But we don't get it because of the Chris Middleton injury, because he immediately went from the championship, which the playoffs that year were delayed a little bit, right into the Olympics and then right into the NBA season. And we expect him to be fine. He missed all of this season. He played well in the Heat game. It's like I'm avoiding even talking about it. But like, we need to talk about it. If they get bounced, like, this is the year for them. This is the window for them. They are the oldest team in the NBA. Fact. I'm not saying that as some sort of like, oh, no. No, that is a fact. They are the oldest team in the NBA right now. They're a team full of veterans who should be able to dispose of this team, Giannis or not. And here we fucking are. And for the first time in the Giannis era, this is fucking humiliating. If they get bounced in the first round, the whole team, the whole fucking team. They were doing the fucking Golden State shit yesterday, turning it over and playing it all sloppy, thinking that they're fucking champions. 2 years ago, you were. You cannot rest on those fucking laurels. They did not. The last two games, it didn't seem like the Bucks were like, oh shit. We gotta win this game. It was like, oh, this is a December game, right? This is a December game on Tuesday that we don't need to fucking worry about. And now they're down 3-1. I have no notes for this episode. Usually I take notes. So I'm already a little discombob. But I didn't even... Why would I take notes? I'm so fucking furious. So game one. I mean, listen. And as a fan, I'm a little cocky. So I get it. I get maybe why the players are feeling a little cocky. Because game one, it's like, it's the Miami Heat. It'll probably be close, but it's cool. Don't care. Blah, blah, blah. I cared a little. Listen, I do want to say in my defense that, yes, I wanted to play the Hawks so bad. They'd be up 3-1 against the Hawks right now. Like, Miami is such a bad matchup for them. When Miami lost that fucking play-in game where they played like shit, I was like, fuck me. I watched the fucking second playoff game to see if the Heat would get bounced, and they didn't. I was so mad. But I was still like, okay, you know, the Bucks can beat them, veteran team, blah, blah, blah. I plan a date instead of watching game one of the Bucks game. And it was the best decision. I will never see that woman again, by the way, but it still was a good decision. It was way more fun than watching Giannis go. Okay, so I'll excuse game one, right? Giannis goes down with the back, fucking weirdness there, etc. They come out game two, rain threes, so weird. Make the most threes in franchise history. Does that shit even matter anymore? Because they shot like 4 threes in the 90s per game. So fine. Win game two. It's all good. So 3. I'm out. I'm going to a show at Largo Saturday night. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to go to the venue, get the seats. Cause it's like general admission. They sign you in and stuff. It's a different type of place. So I get there a little early and I sign in and get a good seat. And then I go to a bar that I'm hoping is a TV, which does, thankfully, in the corner. So, watching the game, I am freaking out in game 3. I was apoplectic they lost. Not only lost the entire game. And I'm sitting by a Clippers fan, and Clippers fan is like, well, things aren't going well for us either. I'm like, yeah, well, that's true. That's fucking true. So no, yeah, I don't give a fuck, no Giannis. You win that. What are you talking? You at least compete in that fucking game. What the shit was that? Terrible. Game four. So I bail in the third quarter of that fucking, I don't even give a shit. And I just check the scores. They are never within seven. An embarrassment again. An embarrassment. And listen, last night happened. Game four happened last. I don't even want to talk about game four. I'm like, I don't even want to fucking talk about it. Worst game they've ever played. You have got to close that game out. They lost by fucking like 5 or 6. They were in control up the whole game. Let Jimmy get fucking 55. Who cares? It's these other fucks that hit stuff. Oh my God. If they get this. So they, in a blink of an eye, in a span of a week, folks, the Bucks have gone to basically like, hey, pencil them into at least the conference finals to they got bounced in the first fucking round by an 8 seed. And they're the oldest fucking team in the league with no goddamn moves. And we're back into the dark days of getting like fucking 4 and 5 seeds and never winning a championship. I'm so fucking pissed off. This was the worst effort I've seen them. It's just garbage. Just garbage. Oh my God. I mean, this isn't a game 7 loss to Boston in the conference finals where you could be like, hey, they competed till the end. You're fucking first seed ass. It feels like an old bud team. I asked my friend Nick Hoffman, friend of the pod, if he'll get fired. A humiliating loss. Like they have to trade. They have to do something. A humiliating first seed. I didn't even want to look it up. I know Seattle beat the number one seed Denver in like the 90s. I remember that. That's when it was 5 games, which by the way, we would have fucking lost. Oh my God. I mean, yeah, it's an old bud like Atlanta Hawks team. Number one seed, good all season, and fucking just fold. Terrible. Just god awful. The Giannis injury or not. Okay. The Giannis injury is when we make excuses in the conference championship. You should beat this fucking team. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am about to cringe over in anger. So why don't we just vlog? I could be doing the pod in a week and a half. Saying what a comeback, but God, to need so much energy to get out of this first round is just a bad sign. And they are the oldest team in the league once again. Okay, because I took way longer with the Bucks. It's okay. That was a big fucking loss last night. Might have lost our whole season. But we do have 5 minutes for, of course, our favorite person in the world, former Packer Aaron Rodgers. He's out ski rudely do ski. Bye bye. Send him out of here. The witch is dead. Trades are a fun thing to debate. Trading draft picks is not a fun thing to debate. I don't know, you guys. I don't. My nerd analytic friends. I'm friends with many nerds. I am one myself. But not to analytics, but I listen to them. I respect them. I think I get info from them and a different perspective. And all of, you know, Barnwell on down, they're all liking the trade for the Packers. Move them up a couple spots. You know, that's good. There's like, well, the real thing is the second year's draft pick, right? It's like, a certain percentage of the snaps, if he plays them, it will be a first. But at worst, it's a second, so it's like, great. I don't know. I think Russell Wilson got like fucking 3 first rounders. I don't know. I don't think it's, I'm not going to spend that any more time on it. Because I have to do my half-assed draft research. I do not watch amateurs play pro sports, much too busy. So I don't know much about the draft, admittingly, right? So they seem to be targeting, in most of the mock drafts that I read out there, a tackle, offensive tackle. That would be great. I don't know what's up with Bakhtiari. I'd imagine they'd cut him to save money or trade him or do something, maybe trade him to the Jets. I think that they're open for business, but that wouldn't be too bad. I've also sneaky seen some people go with tight end, which again would just bolster more help for Jordan Love. Something they did not do for Aaron Rodgers at the end of his career. So with Aaron, I mean, we knew this was going to happen for weeks. I've been holding off having a pod, actually. I was going to do an emergency pod when the info came in. But I guess it's, you know, it's like he's going to. I just want to remind everybody, and it's very important. Aaron Rodgers was a sulking 38-year-old man this past year, okay? He was not fun. It was not fun to have Aaron Rodgers on your team. We couldn't even excuse it because he was playing good football. And so, I mean, again, it's funny because you have to trust fan bases sometimes. Sometimes they're too emotional. But, I mean, I'm not worried about Aaron Rodgers leaving. I'm just not. And outsiders, people who aren't Packer fans, people who just watch it perif, are like, what? How could you say that, Matt? He's won like a million MVPs and stuff and makes all these throws. I'm like, I agree with you. And every athlete fucking goes, dude. And he's done. He'll have a nice season with the Jets. People will be like, yay, look at Aaron Rodgers go. And he'll play well because he'll be rejuvenated in New York. But I just want to remind everyone he was not a fucking cool, fun guy this year. And I mean, side prediction, if the Jets do go 1-4, he will immediately turn back into the sulking, complaining, angry. Like, dude, he acted like I just acted about the Bucks, but all fucking year. I said it a lot of the year last year. This was not a fun team to root for. Like, it just, obviously AJ Dillon and a couple of the offensive players, but Alexander, I guess, but No, it was weird. He's going to carry his energy over to that. I'm glad they finally fucking got this done. It's one of the weirder things that have happened in Packer history, honestly, or in sports history. Two quarterbacks go to the same two franchises at the same age. Oh, jeez, so funny. But I like the trade. I like that he's moved on. I'm excited for the Jordan Love era, and that's more than I can say about the fucking Bucks, the oldest goddamn team in the league, or about to enter a dark period if they can't fucking pull this off. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is my time. So thank you. And of course, enjoy the games. Oh, wait a second. Oh, who's even? Garrett Mitchell, you are the Wisconsin Sports Person of the Week because you got injured with the Brewers, but you were on pace for Rookie of the Year. That now my time is up. Thank you, everybody. And, of course, enjoy the game. Because I can give you Brewer talk, you know what I mean?